If you have your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter number 1. Amen. 1 John chapter number 1. I want to begin reading at verse number 3 tonight. 1 John chapter number 1, verse 3. The Bible says, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy," now watch this, "may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word," now watch this, "is not in us." I want to preach on that for just a few minutes tonight. I've got to be my help on this thought. Being honest with ourselves and God. Being honest with ourselves and God. I read in your hearing here tonight, and we see how God Almighty is talking about the Lord and how we see Him and we see Him high and lifted up. And we see the word of life that John's talking about that they had handled. Can you imagine the disciples that actually laid hands on the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you imagine, Brother Robert, as they're walking down through there and here comes Jesus? Maybe they've been apart for a little while, and like they was when He sent them to town to get the bread, to get some sustenance, and He's there at the well in Samaria, and the brethren come back to Him and they greet Him with a holy kiss. Or maybe He greets them with a holy kiss. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ, He just grabs you up in His arm, pulls you to Himself, and just gives you a big old kiss on the cheek and whispers in your ear, "I love you, son. Love you, daughter." Well, what a blessing it is. Amen. That we've handled, that we know, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. We may have never physically touched Him, but I'm glad, praise God, to say I'm glad that He's touched me in the spirit of my soul. I'm glad there's something, praise God, it's in there that He can encourage with His presence. I'm glad that He's there and He's real. He's never left me or forsook me. I've tried to run this way and that way. I've tried my best to get away from Him a time or two to my shame. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a God tonight. Praise the Lord, it's been right there with me. Glory, hallelujah. And if I'm honest with myself, I can say, hey, praise God, I've messed up and I've walked away from Him. I've turned my back on Him a time or two, but He's never left me. Amen. Amen. God's always been there with me. God's always been there for me. He said, "We've seen and heard and we declare unto you, that ye also may be at fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ." Church, I want to say tonight, if we're going to ever have true fellowship, praise God, if we're going to have fellowship with one another, we're going to have to learn to have fellowship with the God the Father and God the Son. We get to having fellowship with God the Father and God the Son, praise the Lord. We come down to the house of God and have fellowship with one another. Amen. When we get to having fellowship over at my house and over at your house, and we get to having fellowship with God the Father, and we get to having fellowship with God the Son, praise God, then when we come together at God's house, and this is His house, it's the place where we come to worship Him in spirit and truth, we'll see the mighty hand of God. Amen. He'll move in amongst us, and He'll just love on us and help us and encourage us. As we see this and we seek this and we seek the fellowship that He has, and He said He's writing it to us that we might know it so our joy may be full. He wants us to have full joy tonight. And joy, praise God, is in the Lord. Only place you'll find true joy, only place we'll find full joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, the volume of the book, it's written of Him. He said, praise God, from the beginning to end. He said, "I am the Alpha and Omega." Praise God, the beginning and the ending. And He said, "If you'll just stay with me, I'll take you and I'll keep you. I'll love on you, praise God. And one day I'll call you out and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And boy, what a time we're going to have. But I ain't going to wait till I get there. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. Amen. You know how I'm going to do? I'm going to set some goals, praise God, and I'm just going to stay with God. I've told you, we got to be careful on setting a priority. People that go around all the time saying, well, I've got my priorities in order. Well, if you've got priorities, you already messed up. Because a priority, priorities is an oxymoron. There's only one priority, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things that you need in this world. Praise God to make you happy and give you joy. God said, I will add unto you. If you're trying to add other things to get you that point, you done messed up and missed the mark. But if we set our priority on the Lord Jesus Christ and seek Him first and seek Him early, the righteousness of God, if we'll listen to Him again, young'uns, praise God, He'll bless us and He'll help us. He'll draw us up and He'll bring us out. Put us in a place, praise God, that's far better than anything we've ever deserved before. So we seek to set goals. And we try to reach those goals. And John tells us here, in a roundabout fashion, that's that the only way that we can have fellowship is to set some goals. Amen. And the only way we can set goals is to be honest with ourselves. Hello? In other words, he said, "What? The only way you can set a goal with God is to be honest about yourself, honest about ourselves." You know, I can throw it out there and say, "But we'll just be honest with ourselves." And you'll look over across the aisle and say, like, "Yeah, boy, if they'd just get right with God." Amen? Ain't that the way we pull it back? If I go over there and straighten up, I heard what they did. Amen? Well, I won't say the person I have most problem with, the person you have most problem with, is that feller that you shave in the morning, that gal that you put makeup on in the morning. I hope men don't use makeup. Praise God, but I'm glad it's that person, that individual self, praise God, that gives you your problem. But if we want to have fellowship with God, we have to come to a place that you realize, that I realize, that there's a God of heaven, and if we'll seek what's right with Him, He'll make it right with us, and we'll have fellowship with Him, and then we'll have fellowship. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout, have fellowship, Brother Jeff, with one another. We can love each other and pray for each other and have a time with each other, praise God, because what God has planted down in our soul, and it just keeps bigger and deeper and gooder all along. Praise God Almighty. The next thing you know, you get to Cain Heppich and you don't care. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior we have. But He said you got to have a fellowship. But He said it takes an honest fellowship. Got to be honest with one another. Amen. Get through those things that would so easily beset us. Amen. To be honest. Now, to be honest means not being a hypocrite. Amen. Now, don't quit on me here, because I want to just show you something tonight. God to help us. If we're going to have fellowship, I don't know about you, I won't have revival. I want to stir and praise God my soul from the portals of glory. I want God to help us tonight. I want God to help me tonight. And if we're going to get help from God, praise God, we got to let Him help us. Amen. May have to come clean with God. Amen. He'd be hypocritical about the things that we do. Now that word hypocrite literally means to wear a mask. Amen. It means to wear a mask. It means to be in a charade, a put on, an actor. Amen. Praise God. I believe there's a whole lot of people today that's acting like Christians. Amen. I will tell you, we need to quit acting like Christians. We need to be Christians. Amen. If we say that we are, we need to be it. Amen. Quit the acting. Get rid of the mask, praise God, and just serve God. Because God's got some higher standards for us. God loves us, praise God. He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's right with God. Not what's right for you. Not what's right in the world. The devil knows what's right in America, but what's right in the eyes of God. Amen. He said, we can't be a hypocrite about it. We've got to be honest with ourselves. He said, when we're honest with ourselves, and then we become honest with God. We become honest before God. And in God can take and clean us up, praise God, and make us into that that'll help us be a witness for Him. And then, in other words, we quit being a hypocrite and we begin to be the real thing. I like the real deal, don't you? Amen. I don't want no phony put on. I like the real thing. The real thing, praise God, it's that that's sincere. It's that's prevalent. It's that makes a difference. A put on won't stick with you long. Put on won't hang out while, praise God, when the going gets rough. But praise God, that's real, praise God, it'll endure to the end. A whole lot of our Christian faith is kind of like this made in China stuff. Amen. It's just made to be temporary. You buy Chinese furniture, and if you put it together and you put it in your house, if you decide to move, you might as well just leave it behind, because you try to take it apart and take it with you, it won't make the trip. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said if we'd be honest with Him, and we'd come clean with Him, He'd come clean with us. He says, but you can't be a hypocrite. Because God's got standards. He said there's some things. He said you got to do and you got to teach the truth. You know what's wrong with America? You know what's wrong with most churches today? We don't want to do and teach the truth. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Now God says here in the book of Matthew. Now He's writing to the Jew. And He's writing to me and you. Amen? 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 Amen. This book is for all of us. In Matthew chapter 23, He's writing to and He's talking to these Pharisees and the scribes. And He calls them hypocrites. Amen? Amen. But God says, in God's standard, He said, you're supposed to do and teach truths. Because the Bible says that the truth will make you free. If we ever want to have fellowship with God, I mean, I'm talking about Holy Ghost, but full fellowship with God. We've got to build our relationship on our truth. Do you know your relationship with your husband and wife, it has to be built on truth. If you and her go around lying to each other all the time where you have to try to figure out what you told and what you didn't say, amen, there's no relationship at all. But when we build our relationship on truth, Jesus said, got to build a relationship on truth. And so the Lord said they do and they teach the truth. Amen. Because the truth is the remedy for a whole lot of things. The truth is a remedy for blindness. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 23 and verse 13, He said, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, !! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourself, neither suffer ye them that are entered to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind! For whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of men and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. These ought ye have done, and not have to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is in the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. So we see here what God's saying to them. Jesus himself confronts the scribes and the Pharisees, and he calls them hypocrites. He said, you are just a bunch of actors. You are wearing a mask. He said, there's no real reality to you. He said, there's no truth to you. He said, but the truth, praise God, will make you free. And we see Matthew tells us in verse 16, he said that the blindness will be absolved, praise God, when you begin to tell the truth. Because when you're blinded, praise God, you can't see truth. Amen. You can't see truth. The truth, the remedy for blindness is the truth of the Word of God. It's what makes a difference. Hypocrisy blinds people. Amen. Or they can't see. They can't see the facts. They can't see the Lord. Amen. Hypocrisy blinds to where you can't see the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. If you can't see the Lord, there's no way that you can ever see yourself. Amen? It's the mirror of His Word, as the little kid saying, that we see ourselves in. And he said it's because of the hypocrisy of blindness that we can't see. He said, woe unto you, verse 16, you blind guides. Amen? They're blind. Have you ever thought about this? If somebody is blind and they come upon some other blind person and they want to go to town, that blind person goes, hey, come on, I'll help you, and grab him up and start taking him down the road. You know what's going to happen? They both going to fall in the ditch. Amen? He said the hypocrisy of blindness will make us where we can't see the Lord. The hypocrisy of blindness make us where we can't see ourselves. And if we can't see ourselves, we can't see the Lord. We can't see the Lord, we can't see ourselves. It's just a vicious cycle that continues itself. Amen. But we see these Pharisees, and the Pharisees are they're these righteous people, and they believe that the Pharisees' God is this rigorous lawgiver that's giving out, you know, do's and don'ts and cans and don'ts. Cans and can'ts. Amen. And he's pricing these out. And they said, that's what he's doing. And they're trying to fit into an envelope of all that. Amen. And they're trying to find their place. They're trying to, the Pharisees' God is one of, if we pay God, and if we do for God, then God's going to pay us back over here. Amen. And a lot of people, a lot of churches are preaching and teaching that. Amen. But he said, you don't do and teach the things that's don't line up with the Lord of God. He said, we got to come to a place, praise God, where we realize that the truth makes you free, and not these things that they do. Now the law, the Bible says that the law, if you study that, the law, the Jews, they had 613 commandments. You ought to go over there and look at them sometimes. You can look up the Jewish Bible and the commandments, and you can find it, those 613 commandments. And I've sat and read through those. They literally list them, 613, 1 through 613, all the commandments that these people try to keep and maintain. But the Pharisees wasn't happy with that, so they added their own to that. Over 245 of their own to extend out and make people more burdened down than they were. Instead of just trusting the Lord. Amen. So what they was doing, they was adding this rigorous lawgiver. It's one who you pay in and he pays you back. And I won't say praise God. You can do that by loving the Lord, trusting him, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. And the dividends is out of this world. Amen. He gives you a place in heaven one day where you can go to. But that ain't the God we serve. If that's the God we serve, then he's not the God of all grace that 1 Peter talks about. 1 Peter 5 and 10, he said that he is the God of all grace. And that grace, last time I looked, is unmerited favor from God. He gives us, praise God, because we trust and love him. Amen. So if he's that God, it's got to be paid first. Then he's not that God of all grace. If he's got to be paid first, then he's not that loving Father who cares for his children that he talks about in Psalms 103. Amen. That pitieth his children, that loves us and pities us and helps us, encourages us, praise God, every step of the way. That's my God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he pities me. I'm glad he loves me, praise God. He looks at me, sees how pitiful I am. Amen. Praise his holy name. But the hypocrites, he said, these hypocrites, these Pharisees, these scribes, praise God, the hypocrites with exclamation mark, he said, they're just a bunch of actors. He said, all they do, praise God, is they look at everybody else and they're the only ones that's right. Amen. That's what they think. See, they major on the external. Amen. They're looking on the outside. I tell you what, you go around looking at the outside of this world, it's messed up. Me and Teresa was going through Walmart, and they was a little old boy, and I'd never seen such a mess. He must have been fishing a weekend, fell in tackle box, and he had fish hooks all in his face. He needed a doctor. Amen. I never seen such, but a nice young man. But that if you look at the outside, but praise God, you could go through and you can set him down and you know take all that stuff out and help him get it all, but that's not going to fix the inside. Amen. If we just look at the outside, if we look at a ceremonial side, praise God, we're missing the mark. If we get to the inside of who we are, get the inside of who you are, praise God, then God will clean you from the inside out and the outside will look better. The outside will look better, act better, smell better. Amen. It'll be better. Amen. Praise God. But they were majoring on the external, the outward. And they never, and what the Lord was trying to tell them here, praise God, because they were never seeing their own hearts. Verse 25 says this. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within you are full of extortion and excess." Amen? He said the outside, he said you may clean up the outside, make it look good, but the inside's still filthy. He said, "Thou blind Pharisee," there's that blindness again, "cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres." Amen. That's tombs, that's graves, "which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." The putrefying death is inside. You may paint up and mark up and color up the outside, but he said if the inside's not cleaned up, then the outside's defiled also. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they was looking at, they was majoring in the external, and they was denying that, praise God, that would help their own hearts. In other words, you might say they were majoring on the minor. Amen. Instead of minoring on the major. That would have made a difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. They never really got it. They never really got it. They never really grasped the great principles of the Word of God. those principles that could have helped them. Verse 23, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you pay tithe, mint, and anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, and mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not have not leave the other undone." He said, you forgot about the most important part, the judgment and the mercy and the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the help that God has to give us. He said, you're minoring, praise God, on the major. Praise God. And you're forgetting about you're forgetting about that good, or you're majoring on the minor, and you're forgetting about that most important part, that inward person. Amen. That needs to be taken care of. Praise God. That person, praise God, that needs that judgment, that faith, that mercy, the grace of God that needs administered in hearts. So God's saying, listen, I said, fellas, you and God it all backwards. So then, the Lord has to lay this thing. So what the Lord has to do here, and what he's talking about just that honest relationship, that honest cleansing that we need, praise God, to have honest fellowship with God. So he begins to do some housekeeping here. Amen. The Lord does in Matthew. Amen. So he begins to, you might say he was doing damage control. Because these Pharisees and scribes, bunch of hypocrites, actors, they were doing more good, more bad than they were good. So he begins to try to clean house. See, they're closing doors, praise God, doors of blessings. In Matthew 13, he says, "But woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in." He said, these people coming in, they're trying to, they're hearing the word of God, they're trying to get close, they're trying to come in, and praise God, you're causing so many obstacles that they can't even get. You're not going to go in, and you're not going to let them go in either. He said, these people trying to get a blessing, these people coming in for a blessing, and said, you won't let them get to the blesser. Amen. We got to be careful, praise God. We ought to invite people into the blesser. We ought to be looking for the blesser so we can get blessings. Amen. We ought to be pulling up, praise God, that they can get blessings too. I don't know about you. I like to be blessed the Lord. I say so many times, I like to be under the spout where the glory comes out. God begins to meet with their hearts. Amen. Praise His holy name. But the reason that was is because they had a wrong sense of values. Amen. Praise God. They were giving out a wrong sense of values. In 16, he said, there's blind guides. Woe unto you, blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever swear by the golden temple, he is a debtor. He said, you fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold. He said, you've got your priorities all messed up. He said, you're looking at this thing backwards, praise God. It's the temple that sanctifies the gold. The gold may be precious to you because you carry it around in your pocket and you can buy your goodies. He said, but praise God, without the temple, that gold will never be sanctified. It'll never be made where God can use it. That's why you're not using it right, because, praise God, it's not been sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you're going around here, praise God, feel like you got a bag with a hole in it. Amen. You won't be a blessing. You won't get God bless others. And you're giving out the wrong values, praise God, putting values on things, praise God, that's not the important part. Amen. He said in verse number 18, he said, for whosoever shall swear by the altar is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift. Amen. The altar's the one that makes it precious to God. The altar's the one, amen, that God can use, praise God, for His glory. Praise His holy name. But he said, you bunch of Pharisees, you bunch of hypocrites, you're giving out wrong values. Praise God, you're getting messed up. Your sense of values is messed up. I'm afraid we're living in a world today, our sense of values is way out there somewhere. Amen. The things that's important to God should be important to us. And they're not no more. Amen. We're chasing after everything else. We ought to be chasing after God, trying to get as close as we can. He said, because what's happened in damaging crow, he said also, he said, you're defiling those that are trying to come in. Amen. You're defiling the very ones that's trying to get closer to God. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, verse 27, hypocrites, for you're likened to whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you're outwardly appear righteousness unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity, lawlessness. In other words, said, you're not following God. If you're not following God, who are you following? Amen. Your own pernicious way, the devil. Amen. Yeah, it's wrong. It's the wrong way. He says, but he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, verse 29, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partake with them in the blood of the prophets. So wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. He said, you're a witness. He said, you're kinfolk. Amen. To those that killed the prophets. Amen. He said, it's time to examine, praise God. He said, you're defiling those very ones that are trying to come in with your hypocrisy. There's no wonder that Jesus would stood on ridge above Jerusalem, praise God, in Luke 19:14, and wept over that city as he was entering in. He seen the hypocrisy of that land. He seen the hypocrisy of those people. And God said that we just need to be honest. The Lord said, you need to be honest with yourself. You need to be honest with God. You need to realize, praise God, where you're at so that God can help you get to where he'd have you to be. So John would say, hey, listen, said our fellowship, he said, with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. That's who our fellowship is with. Amen. And if we walk in light, amen, he said, there'll not be no darkness. And he said, if you're walking in the light, he said, then you're walking in truth. He said, you'll be walking, Lord Jesus Christ. He says, if you're walking in the light, you're walking in the truth, praise God. He said, you'll be walking in a spirit of revival. Drawing close to the Lord. Seeing what he's got for, because we're honest with ourselves. When we look at ourselves and say, you know what, I'm just no sinner. Saved by grace. I need God's help because I'm not perfect yet. Listen, there's not a one of us here that's perfect. Amen. We all need help every day. Amen. But that isn't an excuse to sin more. It's an excuse, praise God, to say, you know what, I'm just no sinner. He said, if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have full circle. We went full circle. God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. What do you need added to you? What do you need tonight? And this need to be honest with God. In his righteousness, seek him that he might be found, and he'll begin to manifest himself to us. In so many ways, praise God, I like to say that you've got to like one of them. Amen. He'll love you in so many ways that you'll have to like one of them because he's the God of glory. Amen. If we don't major in the minor and we seek the same things as God, we look at the truth and truth makes you free. It'll make you free from the obstacle that holds you back, praise God, and you can just run on for Jesus. Looking for that glorious day of his appearing. Amen. One day when we'll see him face to face, we'll come into the comprehension of a holy and righteous God. We'll march in, praise God, with splendor and great pomp one day into portals of glory until we get to the feet of Jesus, and then we'll fall down and weep like a bunch of babies. Amen. Praise God. He says that in heaven, said the Lord's going to wipe away all tears. Praise God. That's after you get done praising the Lord. I guess you have to so that place ain't flooded. Amen. Because we'll just be praying, praising, worshiping God, crying and weeping because of the great God that got us there. I guarantee you when you get to heaven, you'll realize, praise God, how you got there. And you'll realize it ain't nothing about you, but it's about him. About what he done on the cross of Calvary, about how he loved you. But if we'll be honest with ourselves now, honest with God now, so we don't end up with no hypocritical attitude, then God will clean us up on the inside. So we can help others to clean them up, praise God, so they can come get in too. Amen. So we can all be in this together. So the end result, John said, so we can have fellowship together with God. Amen.